Hey, I'm Kayla Hansen.
And I'm Crystal Blasco. We're sisters, home organizers, coffee
and cocktail lovers,
and hosts of this witty show, Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Grab your favorite beverage and join us as we have fun and curious conversations with ourselves and others about home solutions, family, and reinvesting in new experiences.
Let's do this.
Well, well, welcome to another episode of Well Ordered, Well Lived. I'm really liking this intro.
Yeah, you did a nice job.
Thank you. So it's just the like one-liner, you know?
But it's got a good flow.
Thank you.
I really like our new setup.
I do too. Thanks again for getting the idea to move us around.
Yeah. I don't know. We've talked about this before. We've talked about... Blah, blah. I'm like, no, it's fine. No need to restart. We'll keep it just like this. I feel like...
The look in my eyes. I was like,
keep going. Keep rolling. Yeah, no, that's just me trying to talk too fast. I feel like we have talked about this before where I rearrange things a lot. Yes. And for whatever reason, we did have like in our old kind of setup, it was more of a taller pub table. And I thought that we would use that more so we could stand, which we stood a couple of times on a couple of episodes. But I like that we're sitting now. I'll have to toss a photo up, but we're sitting now. We have a fire, you guys.
I brought my feet up, which I'm a huge fan of. So I feel like I'm right at home.
I know. I do want to get a backdrop here, like that peel and stick wallpaper maybe to brighten this up.
That's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun.
I like that.
Wow. And can I let you in on a little secret?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
This is patio furniture. That was downstairs in my basement. Because we redid the patio, or we closed in the patio that was made at the sunroom. And then this was sitting out there. Yeah, it works. I think I needed to make it a little bit more softer, like toss a couple of throws. But these chairs are really comfortable.
Yeah, I think they are.
And because the space is shared in our office, I didn't want to do big cozy chairs. I think when we get into a different space, maybe. But for now... Yeah, it works. And I liked the glass because the other one was a full wood table, so it felt really dark.
Yeah, I would say that this just works out for the bigger table. It's lower and we can fit all of our items on here. Yeah. You know, our drinks, our laptop, and
equipment. And
yes. And then now a new little addition.
Feels cozy. Yeah.
Our new addition is?
A little fireplace.
Yeah.
You got this for Secret Santa.
White elephant. Yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
I brought it over here because I'm like, I love this vibe and it's very portable. So when you said I redid all of the office and you sent me pictures, I was like, ooh, we got enough room for the flicker fire.
Yep. I'll post that.
So good, because it's super cozy.
Flicker fire. That's who made it.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to tell you thank you for wearing the same shirt that I'm wearing today.
We do have the same shirt on, just a different color. That's hilarious.
I came into the house and I'm like, one of us has to change.
Change your shirt.
And the one that lives here is the one that's going to have to change.
And I did not.
No. But I am a little toasty right now.
Okay. So in a second we can.
No, I want to keep it going.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to take my shirt off. Just kidding. I'm not Bert Kreischer.
Oh my gosh. Trying to keep those E's off of our podcast episodes.
What? Oh my gosh. Well, anyway.
Sitting by the fire. Little cozy setup.
Mm-hmm. And, okay.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you, do you think that you are a good news person or a bad? Like if somebody's telling you a story like, hey, I have some news. Do you want the good news first or do you want the bad news first?
I usually like the bad news first.
Yeah.
Because I like to end on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is that you?
I think so for the majority of the time. And then I feel like when people build it up, it's never like, oh, that was the bad news, which makes it even better that the good news comes after it. And the good news is really good. And the bad news is just like, oh, I have some okay news and I have some good news. But they have to classify it as one or the other. So I would say I'm a bad news person first, too.
Okay. So we share that.
Yeah, but what I was going to say was with that, that's what we're talking about today, is not so much like good news, bad news, but when we started talking about kind of things that work or didn't work for us when we started our business and kind of continuing on with this business of the podcast. So like instead of saying the good things that we did and the bad things that we did, more so like the things that worked and didn't work and maybe some things that we would tweak because we feel like we learned a lot from other people and reaching out and trying things, that if there's any takeaways from this, we feel like there might be one golden piece of nugget in here and might help somebody out who's thinking about starting a podcast, starting their own business. Yep. But
it's always good to learn from others if they're willing to share the real behind the scenes. And if you've done it yourself, what really didn't
and I work? Feel like I feel like we well we can get into that first. I guess I don't want to get too off course. Let's chat.
Well, I do have a little bit of bad news.
Gosh.
What I'm sipping on right now is not alcoholic. I was really, really wanting something because it's like after hours and I'm like, you know what? I really don't have the caffeine in me. So yeah. I went with...
I was kind of sluggish today too.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. But I am sipping on a cappuccino. Getting that...
Something French.
Yeah. From the Nespresso that you have here.
Yep.
But I whipped up a little, the oat milk, the vanilla oat milk that you guys have.
Really good.
I put a splash of that in there and whipped it up, and then just a smidge of cinnamon. Yes. So I like get that smell.
I keep forgetting. I am sipping on, I recently decided that I was going to try to cut caffeine in drinks. So I've been drinking decaf coffees, and I have a really good decaf pod. It's a French, or it's a vanilla hazelnut pod. It's delicious. But I read a couple of months ago that, you know how if you put salt on something, it increases the, or enhances the flavor?
Oh, like when people put salt on their watermelon?
Oh, yeah. Or cantaloupe. I've done cantaloupe before.
I did not know that that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. But somebody, I was on some sort of thread and reading, and somebody sprinkles a little bit of sea salt in their coffee. Okay. And so that cuts out the bitterness, I think, but it enhances. And I always forget to do it, but I think I don't know if it would matter on this because it's decaf, but, and I put a little bit of oat milk in mine, but.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to try it next time and. Or remind you to try it too. But so I have decaf, even though I'm kind of sluggish today, I kept with decaf just because trying to keep an eye on some caffeine. I was feeling really anxious lately. I know. So the first thing that went was caffeine. I'm feeling better.
It's a long drawn out. So this is what I'm sipping on. This is why I'm sipping on it.
This is
and then
why.
I'm still feeling a little sluggish. So, but then you also got like this green drink next to you.
Oh, that's chlorophyll in my water.
It's not chloroform.
No. Gosh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's chlorophyll in my water. That's,
you got all the best beverage additives.
Like enhancements.
And yes.
And, yeah.
Like your whole cabinet downstairs in your kitchen is just like, it's perfect. I love the way it's labeled. I love all of your selections. No, you were telling mom the other day when I come over. You're like, Kayla, when she comes over here, she's like a little barista. Mm. And then.
No, because mom asked me, mom said, she said, did you, like when Kayla comes over here, do you make her a drink? And I was like, she's been over here. She basically lives over here too. I'm like, she can make her own dang drinks. I said, I'm not a barista. That's what I said.
Yeah, mom, she's 31. She can do it herself. She still cares about me.
Making sure you're hydrated.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, that was quite the intro.
That was a little long-winded here.
Sorry about that. Yep. Hope we didn't lose anybody out there. Just trying to get this week going for everybody.
Losing my hat right here.
Oh, my God. Take it off.
I'm going to.
Yikes. Keep it in. Put it back on. Oh, my God. Please.
No.
I've got to take a picture of
this. Don't you dare.
Oh, curly hair.
My hair's flat from wearing a hat all day. So, okay, we digress. Sorry. Let's get back on track here. So starting a business, I think some things that have worked for us and things that didn't work for us. And some of these things, let me just preface and say, the things that did not work for us could very well work for somebody else. Like, we're not experts. This is some of the things that we did or maybe we would do different. And maybe if you're listening, you might say, oh, that's interesting. I'll try that. Or, oh, that's interesting. That actually did work for me. So full transparency. This is very subjective. This is completely our personal insight. But we thought that it might be fun to share just because we're about 2 years into our business. And now with this podcast and just time management and just some things that we feel like we should have done when we first started, or we can't believe we did when we first started. So That's a little, again, long-winded preface here. So bad news, right?
Yeah, so, always.
Bad news are the things that didn't work. So when we started our home organizing business a couple years ago, the things that didn't work for us, I think we've got a couple things. So we can just kind of go down the list. One I'll say, because I'm the one who did, I built our website. And so I think that I spent too much time on our website. I think that, you know, I procrastinated.
Yeah, I was going to say, not at all.
No, not procrastination, but like it was the analysis paralysis or like perfection. You know, you have one chance to make a first impression. So before I went live, I needed every single page, all the fonts, all the colors, everything to be exactly perfect. And, you know, everybody else who's an entrepreneur or who's probably very much more business savvy than we are was like, just get it out there, just do something, and then you can always tweak it later. And in my corporate mind and with a marketing background, I'm like, no, it has to be perfect, because I'll have a hard time bringing it back in and fixing it. And looking back now, I think I spent a lot of time and a lot of frustration trying to make it super, super perfect, trying to write all the copy for it, write like all the details. And then truth be told, we still have clients today who will reach out to us and ask all of these questions that are under the FAQs that I made. Ask about pricing, that there's a full page about pricing. That's, you know, we're transparent about that. We don't change pricing on the back end. It's not, I mean, the pricing is what it is. And so I did all of this work, and a lot of our clients still ask us the same questions. And so nobody's even really, I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm like, you're not even reading the website. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I encourage people who are starting their own business to just put something out there, and then you can completely make edits along the way. It's not hard. I built our website in Squarespace, which was very user-friendly. And so I can make edits along the way. I can shift things around. But I would say, yeah, what didn't work was the prep time I did on the website. Would definitely make it a lot shorter now and just toss something up there.
Honestly, when you would send me like, all right, get in there and take a look at it. And I'm like, every time I was like, looks good. I am not a good editor, so it probably wasn't good to ask me. But I honestly did, like, for fresh eyes, that somebody that was not staring at it all day long. Like,
yeah.
You put out the good work. Honestly, you did.
And there were things on there that only I would see.
Right.
Like if I had copy someplace and I didn't, it wasn't italicized, like it wasn't another spot. Well, I would go just stuff that was just, this was before I went live, people too. So I think it probably took me two and a half weeks to do. And which was, if it took me 2.5 weeks, it was 2 weeks too long.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would definitely say don't overanalyze that and just get something out there, and you can make tweaks along the way.
Definitely. All right. So you do the website. I think for me, going back, is I was thinking about how can we save money in any corner, right? Mm-hmm. From every angle.
Like when we first started, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking, all right, well, we Excel, we have the Google suite, which we do pay for that, because that's because
the Google. Yeah, we have Google suite.
But I was just, I think I was even starting in Microsoft Word or something. It was like some free app. It's been so long. It's crazy to think about. But mm-hmm. I was making our invoices from scratch, just like, oh, going back and forth. I mean,
making everything customized. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Thinking it was cool to do it customized, because mm-hmm. I'd even come back to you and I'm like, oh, if we leave this client's house, she wants, you know, different spaces that we haven't done, so we can split it up. And it was more work on our part, which that doesn't make sense. That doesn't fall in line with,
like,
what
we were definitely working
offer.
Harder, not smarter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so then it was just like, okay, so then we were doing something for getting paid. And I was using, you know, one of the softwares for getting paid, QuickBooks. And I used the, not a sponsor, but I just have to say it, because used it for like, I think it was a 14-day trial. And then again, this is like beginning of the company, so we really only had maybe one in that whole. And so I'm like, I don't foresee us using this, because we're not busy.
Like, your sample size wasn't very
And good. So we both agreed, and we're like, yeah, we don't need to spend money on that. You could just continue to make it make them on your own. And so we did, and then it started picking up. And
for quite a while, we were doing them custom.
Yeah. And then it was just like having to go through, like, you had to download it, and then we put it in there. the client folder. Then we'd email it to them. It was just like way too many steps.
Yeah.
And so then we started getting busy. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this free trial again. Mm-hmm. Did it. And I was like, you know what? It makes sense. So
at this
we
point,
did that.
Yeah, we were so much further along in the business where we had decided the things that we were telling clients, we weren't practicing those values ourselves. As far as do more of what you love, you know, and kind of outsource things that we were telling clients, like, hey, outsource your organizing to us because, you know, like you're not the pro at it. We are. Same thing. Like, we were trying to do everything ourselves. We were trying to be this in-house accounting firm when there's a software or there are other experts exactly. out there who do it. And so we had a level of guilt because we were saying we're not even staying true to the values that we're preaching to our clients. So when we had that epiphany, we changed a lot sort of internally and we started building certain systems and certain things that were more scalable. And even though it would take away from the customization, which by the way, nobody had even specifically asked for, we just thought we were going to be like this little boutique that was going to do all this custom stuff. And it was giving us a little bit more headache and more time on our hands. So yeah, we definitely needed to change that. And now we did. Now we use QuickBooks and everything is very streamlined and
yeah,
automated.
Very easy to find. And
yeah,
it makes it easier for the client. So again, it's easier for the clients because before it was like, okay, I send you this invoice, but then you have to go here to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I do highly recommend to spend a little bit of money ahead of the game mm-hmm. and realizing what your focus is. Is it to help you keep track of your books? Cool. Do this because I am the financial person on this little journey that we have with HS. So,
yeah. I think another thing, too, that didn't work was I'm going to kind of group three together that we made some notes on was we said yes to every single project. And because we were trying to be like every other organizer, you know, we looked at other organizers in different areas, different parts of the country. What services do they offer? We said yes to everything because that was what everybody else did. So when that happened, our schedule was really whack. We had consults on a Monday morning, but then a project Monday afternoon, and then we were all over the place. And it wasn't vibing with us. We weren't doing that our way. And so we had a sloppy work schedule, I think. Sloppy work schedule, said yes to every project. Now, the client never saw any of that. Like, it was very professional on that aspect, but internally and behind the scenes, we were kind of running a little ragged. And so again, with another sort of epiphany, like, hey, what do we tell clients? Let's practice what we actually tell them. You know, let's really get in this mindset. And so we did a call, I think, one time with some other organizers and we were asking them, do you guys have a schedule? And they said, no, we don't have a schedule. It's basically at the beck and call of a client. And so again, we thought, oh, that must be how it is. And then we got into our business and we're like, this is ridiculous. So we made the schedule work for us so we could be more efficient for our clients. So we have specific project days now. So that's part of what worked was shifting our work schedule to specific and coordinated days. So we were very focused then on consultations on a specific day, projects on specific days, admin catch up, social media on specific days. And that has been a game changer. And we didn't do that at first. Now, again, other people might just say, hey, when we're starting out, we're doing everything that we can. We get that. We were saying yes to a lot of projects. We no longer say yes to those things. We know the projects that we want to take on. We know the clients. We know the areas of, you know, the not – we okay, so I'll just say we used to say we would do senior living downsizing. Oh, yeah. We don't do that anymore. We used to do garages and basements. We don't do that anymore. So – almost like the space in the home, the time period of somebody's life. So it's been nice to sort of niche down. And I think that is something you hear in a lot of entrepreneurial or business classes is the niche. And I thought we had a niche, but we niched on even further. And it's been really great.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I think the one more you can touch base on.
Yeah. Like actually just sitting in part studio, part office right now and looking at a couple of things that we have on our shelves is our unnecessary marketing stuff that we, yeah. I mean, again, we hit the ground running thinking, let's get all this stuff because we want to hand these out to people. So we have flyers, business cards.
Yeah, we brought in our corporate mindset.
Right.
And so, you know, in the corporate world, you have marketing collateral, you have flyers, you have brochures. You know, if you're going to visit a client, you drop this stuff off. You have business cards. We brought that in. So that was one of the first things we spent all this money on.
Yeah. And we, again, like she said, we had thought we were going to do this senior living stuff because we knew that there was a need out there. Then it just wasn't taking on. So we're like, okay, we're going to move around. Well, guess what? All the copy
on the brochures were all out of date.
Yeah.
If we set out those brochures, it was selling things that we didn't even do anymore. Mm-hmm. So we had spent so much time in Photoshop designing these things.
Well, and then, okay, so we also spent some money on some trade show pieces because we had talked about this previously. We were going to do this home show, and due to COVID, it was canceled. But we had, I mean, we're still sitting on some of that product, but that we, like the trade shows show, and
the trade
stuff.
Show product.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you think again, like,
oh, yeah, moving, like the banner from the booth and like this table skirt and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like we went all out because like that's what we did in our corporate world. We knew what to get. Yep. We thought we were ahead of the game, honestly. And then COVID came and obviously nobody saw this coming, but now we're sitting on it. And then, but just to touch base, like on the business cards, we went to a client the other day. And I was like, oh, I thought he was going to ask for our business card. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, hold on. He's like, oh, no, I don't even like business cards. And he's like, nobody does that anymore. And I was like, unbelievable.
Which we know now. And even when Ryan goes out to a meeting and his first thing is like, he'll just grab your name and he'll connect you on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's his business card is he'll search you on LinkedIn and then connect friend, you know, and then you've done the business card exchange. So now knowing that, again, you know, not that if you guys want to spend money on business cards, have at it. But we have a ton. We do not pass them out. It is.
Well, not all businesses are on LinkedIn. You know, not all mowing services. I can see like a business card for a mowing service and just having it on your magnet on your refrigerator or something, trying to find it. You don't think that?
No, I do not think that.
Oh, okay. I just think.
I'm going to put the number in my phone and say Tom's Mowing Service in my phone and not have, no, I don't need your business card. So that's our two cents on what didn't work. Now we have a handful of things that did work and that we are happy that we really leaned into these things. One I touched base on already was shifting our work schedule to coordinated days, like very specific. You know, Thursdays are our consult days. We pack those in and we do back-to-back consults with clients. That gives us time to then come back to the office and then either Thursday afternoon or Friday's an admin day, to do all of our estimates. So it works out. Now play around with those days. If anybody else is starting anything, play around with those days and see what works best for you. But it has been a game changer for us to have set days. And then as far as like even scheduling anything that was personal, you know, dentist appointments or things, if you were in the corporate world, you knew what days were heavy or what days were like fifth business day things if you're in the finance world or whatever it might be. But so that helped us even maintain our sort of like well-lived lifestyle with our personal status and coordinate outside appointments accordingly.
Yeah.
So touched on that one.
Yep. Role assigning. I would say that you definitely do the things that I don't like to do. We've kind of gone back and forth. I think we had a sit down and you're like, I'm focusing on this and this. And I'm like, well, why don't you just give that to me? I like doing that stuff. And you're like, what? I didn't know you like that. So we've really narrowed down and really focused on what do you like?
Yeah.
What don't you like? Mm-hmm. And it so happened
to be the opposite.
Yeah.
Which was good. So yes. Yeah, you are half of the business. I'm the other half. You are definitely operational and client services. And I'm definitely more behind the scenes as far as marketing the website, a little more of the technology side. Mm-hmm. And thankfully your finance and payroll stuff. And so thankfully it worked out that way. But trying to, because at first it's just kind of like all hands on deck. And we right away were like, nope, this is our stay in your lane. I'll stay in my lane. And we didn't really ask questions. It was very much a side-by-side collaborative effort versus stepping on toes, trying to figure that out. And we knew that right away, which was really helpful.
Yep. Okay. Well, what else worked? We left corporate world. Yeah. We talk about corporate world, all this, and what we've taken away from it, which is all these things. Like, you liked, you know, what you do now. I mean, you went to school for marketing and stuff, but then you loved it when you did your own jobs in that world. But I still want to not go back.
Yeah, I think the important part there was, again, this worked for us. We left corporate world right away. Could we have done this as a side hustle? 100%. Would that have been the best interest, like, for our mental sanity and trying to find that balance and, like, having the personal life at home, side hustle, and then corporate world? Not for me in my corporate world, corporate job, because I traveled a bit, but it could be for some people. And so we're not saying just leave your corporate job and just do this, whatever your dream is, full time. I encourage you, if you can, to definitely take the leap. I think that it's really powerful and empowering, and I encourage you to do that. But we needed that. That's what we needed to do. If you can't do that, we totally get it. But we, for us, that was what worked. We could dedicate full time days discussing this, building the business, going out and meeting with clients. So that was one thing that worked for us, was we did not try to keep this as a side hustle.
Well, if we did keep it as a side hustle, we wouldn't have ventured into the podcasting, because we would have never had the time to do this stuff either.
Well, I mean, at one point, like when we were first starting HS, we could have ran that parallel for 6 months. You know what I mean? Like, and so, like, then leaving corporate world later, we left corporate world before we even had a client, like a full client. Yeah. You know, we left corporate world and then spent like a month doing the website and all like the other internal stuff. So I think that was really important for us. Secondly, I really feel like something that we decided day one was to pay ourselves first. Again, this could be a big no-no from other hardcore entrepreneurs. I'm not a serial entrepreneur. This is our first, and this was what worked for us. We decided to pay ourselves no matter what on day one, on the very first project. We split it three ways down the middle. So Kayla, Crystal, and then back into HS. And so that's worked. Mm-hmm. That's worked for us. There's no, well, we won't pay ourselves for this project and then we'll do this. So again, like, that's kept it really clean. That's kept it very transparent, and it's kept the momentum, because we left corporate world right away, I just can't imagine how I could have stayed motivated knowing that I went a year without taking anything. Like, that just would have felt kind of defeating for me. Maybe that is the right thing to do. It's very subjective, but that's what we did. That's what worked for us. That's what still works for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We like to pivot a lot, we've noticed too. Yeah. I mean, we have really had to. So when we're talking about, you know, we thought we were going to do senior living, we thought we were going to do basements and garages or whatever. Again, we're finding things that we're not fully like wanting to do. Mm-hmm. So if this is our business, we can take full charge of whatever the heck we want to do. Mm-hmm. And own it, mm-hmm. and work together and say, hey, how are you feeling about this? And if we're both on the same page, which is fantastic, we both have been feeling the same way about something. So it makes it that much easier to make that little slight move around.
I would say trust your gut. I think that right away we've known that. I think we have an idea of when something is working and when we need to pivot, and we go to each other really quickly. And we're like, hey, here's how I'm feeling. I'm going to keep an eye on it. Or, hey, here's how I'm feeling. What do you think? Either talk me off the ledge, or, you know, we take those things very seriously, but we don't wait around and not say anything. You know, one, we don't want anything to get in the way of our relationship. So we're very upfront and very, you know, open with communication. But so if somebody's not feeling something, it's definitely put it on the table. And can we pivot? Is this an important piece of the business, or is this an add-on that's causing some stress, or is there another revenue generating way, something we can do? So yeah, it's very, we don't like sit in that space for very long though. We're not like, well, we'll try it for the next 6 months and then see how we feel. We're very much like, this doesn't feel right, and we trust our gut, and then We move quickly, because I think business moves fast. We've learned that from this past year of 2020. We had to pivot all the time. So it's almost like that was a blessing in disguise, because we were able to sort of let go of control and kind of be guided a little bit And now we're not afraid to pivot. When we were first starting, we're like, well, we've kind of committed to this. And now it's almost like, we haven't pivoted in a while. What should we do?
It's a little off brand for us.
Yeah.
Wait, we're sitting too pretty right now.
That's so true. We need to mix it up. We need to feel a little tension here. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's so true.
Keeps the creative juices.
I didn't feel like too comfortable. You know, I feel like then we weren't challenged.
Yeah.
And that's not who we are.
No, which
we are very much like, if we don't have a task to mark off, we're not feeling it.
Yeah.
We don't feel accomplished. So I think that was good. But I would also say we do have like our overhead is not.
Oh, yeah.
We don't buy for space, right?
No, yeah.
We don't buy or rent a space. We don't rent a space.
We don't have a, yeah.
Luckily, we have your space in your house. That is completely open. So that's why we have a central location. Like we tried in the beginning, we're like, oh my gosh, we get to work from home. You can come over to my house on this day. Again, kind of going with the schedule that we're trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come to your house and then my internet. I live in like a rural area and it's just really shoddy. So we tried it, didn't work, but we know that Crystal's house works. She has this room. So that's how we just use this office and it's been perfect. It's our creative space.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, we're able, and I was very specific when we were making this room, our office and our studio, was I wanted to be able to open my door every day and go to work and then shut it at the end of the day. So that's what I do. And so I keep this door is closed if we're not here working. I don't hang out in here really. And I think that that's very important. And to keep the separation between the rest of my house. So we didn't post up our laptops in our dining room. You know, there wasn't things left behind. That's probably a little bit from our corporate background. You know, we'd have our own desks in here. We have our own file system in here. Everything is very in its place. But that helps us creatively and to stay on task is the same with our studio as well. So everything, I encourage that too. It's not trying to blend, you know, doing things at your kitchen, doing something where the main purpose is something else, right? So like if you're at your kitchen table, that's there for your family to eat dinner. I don't recommend doing a bunch of work at that kitchen table. That's just, or the same thing as like taking it into your bedroom. You know, I don't really agree with a laptop on your lap while you're in bed. So I think that was something that was really important for us to sort of keep that comfort level, I think, of productivity was to have this office space. So I would encourage that is just to set a little corner for yourself and definitely make a work or creative go-to space.
It's important.
Yeah. So I think these are just some takeaways. I don't know. Hopefully they're helpful. Maybe not. But this is it's nice for us to go back and reflect and really feel like, okay, we've made some poor choices and owning that. And yeah, we've spent money when we shouldn't have spent money. We had an ad in a magazine that was worthless.
Oh, yeah.
And so just things that we didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. So that's why I say like these things may not work for us, but they might work for somebody else. So there's also a level of needing to try, but be quick to pivot if it's not working well for you. Like don't be afraid to switch gears. So I think that's if I'm going to do a takeaway on starting a business, I think that's my takeaway is don't sweat the small stuff either. Like I was saying about the website, you know, all like the minor details. No. Because if I look back on how we started this 2 years ago, it looks completely different.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But okay, my takeaway.
Yeah.
Are you done with your takeaway?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just excited. Mm-hmm. Mine is just don't. I was so excited I just screwed it up, but just do it and not taking this away from, you know, that shoe company, but basically progress over perfection.
Yeah. So, oh, that's good.
Do it. Get it out there. Work on it later if you notice something.
Yeah.
Or maybe really a client. Maybe a client's like, oh, I didn't know that you did this. Or, oh, I didn't see that on the website. Oh, cool. You know what? Now I'm going to put on it because maybe that one person has seen something. I don't know. I just feel like after seeing you work on your stuff so long and having you get frustrated and it's still, you think it's not perfect, but it really was perfect.
Yeah.
And
I mean, and look, you don't know where you might need to pivot or change unless you put it out there, unless you're getting feedback. You can't make edits to something that's not live or that you're not even doing.
Very
so
true.
You have to take that first step. So yeah, I would say those are, I like both of those. I like the progress over perfection.
Well, can we just follow up on one more that worked?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm glad we have more that worked than didn't.
Yeah. We know that we enjoy working together.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're still on speaking terms. So, I mean,
knock on wood.
Yeah. My gosh, this is glass. This is not going to work. No. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think that's good. Our fire's out.
Oh gosh. Great timing. Oh, it really is, you guys.
No, I do like that. Yes, we're still on speaking terms. That's why we decided to talk some more on this.
Yeah.
So
follow along more with our journey. Be sure to connect with us on Instagram at wellordered.welllived. And that's it for today's episode.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Stay well.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe.